Thank you for listening to the Sub Rosa News Commentary. Acknowledged as one of cinema's greatest productions, Francis Ford Coppola's Apocalypse Now is filled with memorable dialogue, which helped the film earn its well-deserved reputation. This week's resignation of former Congressman Eric Swalwell and Tony Gonzalez remind us of a specific passage in the movie when General Corman talks about Colonel Kurtz, who has gone rogue, become intoxicated with power, and become a godlike figure to a group of devoted followers.
In this war, things get confused out there. Power, ideals, the old morality, and practical military necessity. But out there with these natives, it must be a temptation to be God.
This godlike intoxication among powerful men and women happens in real life all too often. We see it repeatedly whenever elected politicians or government officials feel as though they are gods, be it in the White House, Capitol Hill, or down to your local city hall. This week's resignation, following the sexual harassment allegations against the congressman, is a perfect demonstration of this. Men and women who might start with the best of intentions become intoxicated with their power, develop a messiah-like complex, and believe the rules we must abide by don't apply to them. This week, the godlike bubbles Gonzalez and Swalwell created burst, and that story is not over yet. For others, from the White House to any city USA, it is also worth remembering this more famous line from Apocalypse Now. If you continue to think you are above the law and act godlike, your position will eventually
terminate with extreme prejudice.